What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in. CHGO Bulls postgame coming to you live from our studios here at West Loop, downtown Chicago. I'm Peck, Bulls underscore Peck. The guy waving at you, Big Dave. Bow. BNWL Sports. Will the Goat Gottlieb. Will underscore Gottlieb. And our pal and producer on the controls is Joyce Bathis. That's Joyce Bathis. Bulls take care of business against the G League Pistons. 127-105 is the final.
Play it, Joe.
Really?
Yep. Did they do that?
No.
Is that what they did?
No.
Oh, well, to people who actually saw it. Bulls win! See it again. Bulls win! Do it for Matt because he don't want it. Bulls win! Do it for me because it's needed. Bulls win! Do it for the chat because people like when the Bulls win. Bulls win! And do it for yourself, Joey, because you got 1,200 followers. Bulls win! Shout out to you.
Wow. Thank you for joining us, Bulls Nation. Hit that like button. Throw us your comments and questions on tonight's game, whatever you feel like talking about. Hit the Super Chat button if you feel so inclined. We could all use some charity tonight. I don't know about you. I'm struggling to remember a time where I, as a Bulls fan, felt less like I just watched a victory than the victory that we just watched. That was a pitiful exercise in pointlessness. Yay! The Bulls clinched the ninth seed, backed their way into home court in this play-in tournament. Okay, let me start with this, because I think Bulls fans are upset about this maybe more so than anything else tonight. The Bulls' five starters were in that game with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go and a 25-point lead against a Pistons team that wasn't even the 13-win Pistons. That was 10-day contracts, Pistons. Mm-hmm. What the hell were DeMar and Caruso and Vooch and Kobe and even Javonte doing in that game? Mm-hmm. I said it at the 7.5-minute mark of the fourth quarter. What the hell are they still doing in there? Mm-hmm. Some of them subbed out. Caruso subbed out for a hot second in the fourth quarter and then came back in. Billy Donovan, what the hell? What the hell? Okay, I get it. You win this game tonight. You can rest your key guys tomorrow on the second night of a back-to-back against the Wizards. Because maybe now you got the W. The game against Washington tomorrow and the game against the Knicks Sunday does not matter. Mm-hmm. You are playing the Hawks in the play-in tournament. You are playing on your home floor. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Did you really need them in that game? If you're Billy Donovan, are you really that worried about coughing up a 25-point lead in the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter against that joke of a Pistons team? What the hell are we doing? What the freaking hell are we doing? What? I don't know what I just watched, but I am done. I am done with all of this. God, fuck. Oh, someone else talk. What the hell?
Can I ask a hypothetical? So if we were up 25... Mm-hmm. At what point, if you think the rotation was us four plus Funk, could Billy have put us in and we ended the game with a win? Like, ooh, we could have maybe played the last, like, against that team.
So us and – so Matt's at center.
Matt's at center. You're probably at four.
I'm forward.
I'm probably – me and Will probably run the backcourt.
Yeah, Will's running the point.
Yeah.
So you're running the two. Okay.
Yeah, and all we got to do is pound out the possession, pound the rock a little bit, you know, take some 24-second violations. We could have won that game.
I could set some screens. So I'm going to give Funk some shots.
4 minutes.
I'm going to take some screens, baby. I mean, I got six fouls. I'm going to use all of them. That's for sure. I'm going to do that for sure. No doubt about it. But, yeah, I have no idea.
Hypothetical that people talk about, like, oh, could I score if I was playing an NBA? Nobody really talks about, like, how many minutes could I be on the floor
and we still win
a 25-point lead? That's a great question.
But
I don't know the answer to that.
Like, what if it was for 3 minutes? Like, just a 3 minutes, fourth quarter, us four, and Funk.
Here's the thing about 3 minutes. None of us could last on a court for 3 minutes.
I'd foul out.
We would not make it up and down the court.
I'd foul out. Well,
no, don't sell yourself short.
I'm serious, dude. These guys,
Joey can move now.
These guys are, like, just on a different plane of
existence.
No,
I'm totally kidding. Obviously.
Yeah, these are all jokes.
We would blow the lead immediately.
No, these are clearly all jokes. These are clearly all jokes. But
I just don't even think we could get up and down the floor.
I got it on Joey. Joey could, and Funk is there.
We got Funk. We do have the Funk.
Funk's guarding everybody.
Funk's guarding them all, dog. You know what I mean? Matt's going to set some fouls in the backcourt. He's going to get kicked out the game. So somebody, you know what I mean, will have to come in and play for him, and then we can win that way. So that's what we're going to do. That's the game plan. Somebody get a flagrant two and get kicked out, so he'll be forced to put in a G League player. That's the game plan. Hands
we,
in.
We would just have in, to we would go. Have to foul and hope they miss free throws.
Well, that could be worked out. They are not a great free throw shooting team. They could definitely do that.
Anyway, the Bulls made the ninth seed.
Ninth seed Bulls. To what Pack was saying, I don't know what the hell Billy was doing. I have no idea about that thought process. And that's what scares me again going into tomorrow and Sunday. This reminds me of last year. They had this happen last year where they had nothing on the line, and they it was business as usual for that very last game. I was screaming at the TV to take Caruso out. He didn't do it until the fourth quarter with like half of the time left in the fourth. So he played regular minutes. Vooch played regular minutes. DeRozan played like 29 minutes. Like it didn't make any sense to have it out there, and it scares me with two games left that he still might do this again. I don't know why he keeps doing this stuff. I have no idea. And then to watch Vooch get poked in the eye. He get poked in the eye. And when that, and
no,
then he's
mama,
like,
the search continues.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, okay, maybe I should get these guys out the game. That shit is silly to me, bro. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And he continues to do it. I hope they're asking him why he keeps doing it like this. I don't know if, and again, like Matt said, a bunch of G Leaguers on Detroit. Detroit had already tapped out. And was like, we're done. They tapped out when the tip-off went because they don't have anybody out there. But my goodness, man, to be up that much and to still think you got to have those starters in to lock up a ninth seed, which was already locked. You know what I mean? It was already done for. It made no sense.
So
I don't know what can be explained to make that make sense.
Connor in the comments has a different theory.
Okay.
My guess is he's trying to give his group additional reps and boost their confidence by kicking the shit out of this team.
No.
I don't agree with it at all, but I think that's how Billy was approaching it.
I disagree.
It's an interesting theory and one I hadn't considered, like, I'm sorry, if your starters, including guys like DeMar and Vooch, who've been in this league this long, need a confidence boost against the Taj Gibson's here now Pistons in game 80 of 82?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No. I'm not saying no to you, Connor. I understand the theory of your hypothesis, but I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
I did have one other theory. Here's the other theory I had as I was sitting there trying to make sense of what the hell I was watching.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, especially on the heels of Billy's comments after their fourth loss of the season to Orlando this past Sunday, when he said, paraphrasing, I got $70 million in street clothes, not playing.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a backhanded message from Billy to the front office about how little he trusts the entire back half of this roster.
Mm-hmm.
We need this game. We want home court in the play-in tournament. We need this game. I don't trust anyone other than our starting five, essentially, which now includes Javonte, who we signed a week ago. Maybe? I mean, what do you think? Is that within the realm of possibility? It's kind of conspiracy theory.
It is.
But if I'm Billy Donovan, I could see myself doing that. Hey, you want me to stick around and keep coaching this team? You want to keep the argument that we're competitive? Mm-hmm. He also said, after that loss Sunday, I'm not here to be a perennial play-in team. What other reason would he have for leaving them in the game that late?
Real quick, I do want to just step in and say I agree with all that, but we could start to pour some water on the Billy Kentucky rumors because sources are saying that they are hiring BYU's coach Mark Pope to be their next coach. So looks like the Billy to Kentucky rumors are sort of dead in their tracks.
Condolences to all the Billy haters out there.
Mark Pope.
Just so that we can get that out there, because that literally just happened as you were saying
Who reported that?
That was Pete Thamel, and Woj has also corroborated.
There you
go.
Well,
there that is.
There it is.
There that is.
And there's the hope.
To me, like, I think maybe a little tinfoil hat there, just because, like, there's three games left, and obviously, this was their third game remaining. If you clinch this, you clinch the ninth seed.
Yeah.
And then you can take a break.
Yeah.
And so I think you know, typically with these things, it's like the opposing team who's down wave the white flag, they pull out their guys, and then the next time out, the winning team will take out theirs. Yeah. Obviously, the Pistons were still going with their guys, so the Bulls kept theirs in. Certainly unnecessary. There was almost nothing that was ever going to happen that would get the Pistons back into that game to where the starters needed to be in.
Right.
Totally unnecessary. But you keep them in, you secure the win, you secure the ninth seed, and now you're probably looking at a game tomorrow night where Caruso, DeRozan, and Vooch are all resting. And it doesn't matter because you've already clinched the ninth seed, and you're probably going to beat the Wizards anyway because they stink. And then you either rest or you come back and take care of business on Sunday against the Knicks, and then you put it all behind you and you play your starters 48 minutes because it's the plan, and you either win or you go home.
All that makes sense, and I don't disagree with it. The other part of it is I watched Billy do this last year in the last game of the season, playing his starters unnecessarily long minutes. That's the other reason I can't agree with the it's called the tinfoil hat statement. Is for I watched him do this. This has kind of been his MO. And we talked about the Indiana game earlier where it didn't make sense why those guys were in. But he continues to do stuff like this that lends itself to somebody having to come up with those kind of theories as to why you keep playing your players, because the logic in Matt's brain is broken in half. So when it's broken in half, he's got to come up with something to try to piece that back together. And so you have to come up with these theories and these ideas and these conspiracies or whatever you want to call them to figure that stuff out, because it doesn't make sense. But yes, Will, what you're saying makes 100% sense. But like I told you in the pregame, I'm not even 100% sure that's going to be the case, because of what I've seen him continue to do as far as starting his starters, playing them long minutes, even in games that it didn't even matter that he played them in. So I'm worried tomorrow that he's going to put them guys right back out there and let them play some more. Like, I really legit have that concern.
What purpose would there be in playing those guys tomorrow?
I know. Trust me, I know. But again, I saw him do it last year. I watched him do the same shit.
They were out the last game of last season once they were locked in.
Man.
Everybody except Vooch and Pat, who both had their 82-game, goal.
Yeah. I understood that.
Yeah.
You get in, you play. But them dudes play minutes. Tons and tons and tons of minutes. And I just think, I don't know. That stuff doesn't make sense to me. And it never will.
It's unnecessary.
I mean, so other than Javonte, who's sort of like your now fifth impromptu starter with either Caruso or Io being out the last few games, your other main four, Caruso, Kobe, Vooch, DeRozan, all played 34-plus tonight against that Pistons team.
He took Caruso out and then brought him back in and then said, screw it, I'm bringing the stolen starting five back in. And then I'm just watching Matt. I'm just looking at his face and I'm watching his brain just slowly snap in half, sitting there looking at that. Like, he tried to throw his hat, but he pulled his hair back and his hat flew behind him, so he couldn't throw it. It was, I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, hopefully it's what you're saying, Will, and that's the logical response, and that's the logical thing that you will see a coach do after you clinch a play-in spot or play whatever spot that you've clinched. Usually you won't see those guys playing anymore. Usually. So hopefully that's the case, man.
I think they'll probably not play tomorrow and then play, like, limited minutes on Sunday. Maybe
just to be fresh, you mean? Like,
yeah. Just, okay. You know, make sure it's a national TV game now.
Yeah.
They got to show up.
Yeah.
You know. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be smart about this. Like, Billy's always said, you know, that he wants to play his guys, but within reason. He wants to be smart and conscientious about that. So I'm not super worried about this being an issue, although obviously Vooch got poked in the eye. Something bad could have happened.
It yes.
They did get out scot-free.
It was one of their more comfortable wins of the last month. So, you know, Caruso was in late.
Yeah.
Took a bad, body shot when he was diving on the ball, diving on the floor for a loose ball. We got to take our first break, but real quick, because I just saw this come across my alerts. Speaking of who's playing tomorrow, should they play tomorrow? This is via Casey Johnson. Kobe White in the postgame locker room on if he wants rest, rhythm, or reduced minutes for the next two games after the coaches and medical staff meet. Mm-hmm. Kobe White, quote, "I just work here, bro."
This is my point. This is my point. This is my point. This is my point, man. Good God, bro. Good God, man. I just work here, bro. Like, oh my God. What a statement. Wow.
It's kind of how I feel right now.
I just work here, bro.
I'm trying to be there for Bulls fans.
That's just working here.
I am not. Let's take a break on that note. We will come back and dive into whatever else you want to talk about out there in Bulls Nation tonight. Let us know in the comments. And we will get to it. We also, I mean, it's a win. You got your belt ready?
Still a win, man.
Oh, Lord.
Young Joseph.
Hit that like button while we're sharing these words from our sponsors. Do it for Troll Joe.
Do it.
Hit the subscribe button. Dave, save me. Who are we talking about?
Well, we're going to get serious for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Because we are having fun and enjoying Matt lose his mind.
I am not having fun.
Well, I'm having fun watching Matt lose his mind. I do find joy in this. It's pretty hilarious. But this episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. That's right, you can be as young as 15 and be diagnosed, y'all. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use the promo code BULLS, B-U-L-L-S, for 20% off plus free shipping from Manscaped. And with this in mind, you can perform a simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying that Manscaped product that you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0. Here he comes with it on camera.
Boom!
Right there, y'all.
TVs.
He's serious about it, and it's real. Oh, you can use that. You can check yourself while you're using that 5.0, y'all. You can do those things. It is very simple. Doesn't take a lot of time to do, man. This is about your health. So it's very important, fellas. Make sure you're doing this. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support for fighters and survivors and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they will be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society, y'all. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're there, grab 20% off plus free shipping with the code BULLS. Because as a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chicken. These are facts of life.
After Joey just gave the nice close up of the Lawnmower 5.0, Amari in the comments said, product placement in your face! shout out to Manscaped. They were kind enough to give all of us the 5.0.
They did.
The brand new Lawnmower 5.0.
They did.
I think I've been rocking the Manscaped lawnmower since the 2.0 version. And then I got the 3.
Yeah.
And then I got the 4.
Yep.
Sponsors are great.
The best.
And man, just unpackaged the 5 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it a whirl today. They keep making them better, man.
That's all they're doing.
Keep making them better.
That's all you want to do is keep growing and getting better.
Unless you're the Bulls.
And protecting your balls and your chicken.
Postgame tonight also brought to you by our friends at Circa Sportsbook, offering their tight money line splits and their low hold model, always striving to have those starting odds at minus 110, unlike a lot of other sports books these days, who push those to minus 115 or even minus 120 mm-hmm. on point totals, over-unders, spreads, for no good reason at all. Nope, Circa wants to keep those minus 110 odds and the ensuing value in your pocket, not theirs. Circa also keeps as little money as possible on large market bets, like futures bets, golf tournaments.
Ooh.
Hey-o. Masters, underway today. Did anybody see what Tiger finished at with his
no
first
idea.
Round? I think
no
he was
idea.
Even like 6 or 7 holes through.
Oh, so he's hanging around. Okay.
Hanging around. I think the leader, the last I saw, was at like 7 or 8 under, though.
All right.
It's still only Thursday.
Yeah.
Plenty
yeah,
of
early.
Golf left to be played.
It's early.
Plenty of bets left to be made. Circa encourages their bettors to, of course, download and try that Circa Sports Illinois app, but also download and try any sports betting app that you are curious about. They know that you have plenty of options as a sports bettor these days. They are confident that more often than not, you'll find the best odds, the best values, the best user experience compared to other sports books at Circa. And they know, without a doubt, that you will find the best customer service. Mm. Real people behind that Circa Sports brand and their app who resolve any issues you might have in a timely fashion, unlike other sports books who use the dreaded chatbots. Ah! Our pal Fred and his weird AI imaging.
Shout out, Fred.
Maybe you have a question about some bet you made, and what if it's just Fred and his silly like red Leviathan AI graphics instead of a human? Mm. It would drive me crazy.
Oh, that's easy.
Not a Circa, though.
Yeah, that's true.
All aspects of that app are being run by the same team that run their main Circa Sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Download that Circa Sports Illinois app at circasports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Be on the lookout for Circa's events, watch parties, and tailgates. Mm. If you or someone you know may have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Text GAMB to 833-234 or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
Is comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yikes. Lars Delos in the comments saying DeMar hits threes. De sniping.
That was wild to see.
DeMar, 14 of 22 overall from the field tonight.
Mm-hmm.
39 points. Pouring them in. Against the Pistones.
As he should.
4 of 6 from downtown. 4 of 6.
I'm more surprised at the 4 of 6 than I am the 39.
Yeah.
I mean, DeMar scores. You know what I mean? That's what he do. But 4 of 6 from the 3-point line? Wow.
And to DeMar's credit, as we mentioned once or twice, bringing up his 3-point volume this season, Will, when he's open and recognizing that, hey, if I'm open with this three, I got to take this three. Never obviously been a real threat behind the 3-point line.
Right.
But not only taking them willingly and confidently, but knocking them down at, for DeMar, a respectable percentage pretty much all season long. Mm-hmm. You never really expect 6 attempts, and you don't really expect 4 makes on 6 attempts. Mm-hmm. That's, just DeMar being DeMar. I think I saw somebody else mention when talking about DeMar being that game late. Hey, he was going for 40. We were talking about it pregame. DeMar also maybe trying to prove with a few remaining games before his Bulls contract is officially run out. Mm-hmm. Y'all need me. Maybe pull himself a little Jimmy Buckets move. Y'all need me. I'm DeMar freaking DeRozan. I'm DeMar DeCloseen. And you need my 39 points against that soft-ass joke of a Pistons team.
They are a joke of a team.
Yeah, I mean, he's only taking 2.8 attempts per game this year, so it's not like he's, like, getting them up. I think he's had games like this. He'll have games like this. It's not super common, but I'm not taking too much away from it. I mean, he's shot the ball when he's open. A lot of time, his toe ends up on the line, and it's like maybe his attempt rate would be higher if, you know, he was a little bit more conscientious of that. But he needs to shoot him when he's open, and I think he has been. But I don't really think this is ever going to be, like, a part of his game, or certainly not at game 80 of the season, you know, where he's, like, really changing anything in a big way.
And I think that may be part of why he took 6 also. It's because of the time that it was. Like, I don't know when he started. I know he had a couple in the first half. But I don't know how many he took in that fourth quarter when the game was pretty much out of hand. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he was cooking them. Like, this is what you expect to see with a guy like DeMar DeRozan on your team and running your team, is he's going to ball, he's going to cook, he's going to get those games where he just gets going. But just adding a three-point shot to it just obviously makes him that much more dangerous. What did he do? And got to the free throw line 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a DeMar-ass game. Like, this is a regular DeMar DeRozan-ass game, man. Like, the dude's just a steady, consistent rock. Like, that's what he is. Like, you just hang your hat on it that he's going to do these things for your team, especially some games when you have to have it. You know you can depend on at least him showing up one by one. And I think the opposing teams always know that, obviously, because that's why the double teams are coming. And remember when the Bulls couldn't figure out double teams at first when they started throwing him at them. And, yeah, that. But it's good to see him do those kind of things, man. He's just good. DeMar DeRozan is good at basketball.
Lars saying DeMar's got to do the impossible like Jimmy did in the last playoffs. I mean, if you're holding out some hope that DeMar's going to drag this ragtag group of Bulls to the finals, maybe make a doctor's appointment. Alexander saying DeMar's a craftsman. He wants to show his skill rather than throw him up from distance. I mean, I think you're right. Master of the mid-range, and DeMar is one of a few players in the league who still excel like that. I do kind of like that we already seem to have a younger, the next generation in SGA. Because SGA, who's, I mean, maybe finishing top 3 in MVP this season.
Yeah,
top 2.
Getting maybe top 2. Ooh. He's just like, oh yeah, let me cook in the mid range before I do anything else.
Yeah.
Mike Alley-Oop saying, if DeMar can shoot like that in the playoffs, the Bulls are taking one game. Do you mean if he can shoot like that in the play-in and taking one game from the Atlanta Hawks, who are going to be without Jalen Johnson and Onyeka Okongwu, then yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
If you're insinuating that they're going to get out of the play-in tournament and take a game from Boston, get your head checked. It was nice to see Kobe go 4 of 8 from downtown, speaking of three-point shooting tonight.
Yeah.
We've seen Kobe really struggle
yeah.
in these games for the last couple weeks, coming back from the hip. Funny, the comment of him saying, hey, man, I just work here after the game, playing a heavy allotment of minutes. But even if we're waving goodbye to the possibility of the Most Improved Player Award, which I think we've done, I think Maxey has that award wrapped up. Mm-hmm. Even if we're not necessarily banking on Kobe to lead this Bulls team to a playoff run, if we're still trying to hold on to Kobe's growth this season as one of a very few number of pearls in a shitty, shitty clam, something like this game makes you feel a little bit better when we only have a couple left, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to put a silver lining on this fucking
cloud. No, we're just laughing at your shitty, shitty clip.
I find it pretty difficult to take anything major away from this game in
Thank
particular.
You. Yeah.
But really, like, these last 10, I mean, it's like they're just trying to get into the ninth seed here.
That's it.
I think that's really all there is to it. And, you know, honestly, with these injuries to the Hawks, I know we touched on them pregame, but, like, some of this stuff is more – at this point, more interesting to me is to just, like, try to figure out what's going to happen in the play-in. And with these other teams, how things are going to shake out in these last one or two games for some of these teams, whether or not the Bulls will get Drummond and Io back, you know, who knows if there will be any other injuries that take place between now and Wednesday when this game is slated. So
got to assume at least a couple.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. I just, like, with games like this, these, they're entertaining. You love to watch DeMar score 39, but, like, I just don't know if there's, like, a takeaway that I can really say, oh, here's what I learned from this game.
No. We didn't learn anything. Like, we learned Billy still likes playing players a stupid amount of minutes in the fourth quarter for some dumbass reason. But do you think Io comes back, like, on a Sunday? I don't think he'll play tomorrow, but do you think he'll come back on a Sunday just to get going?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? Like, a thigh contusion you don't think of as a serious injury, but – apparently he was having trouble like flexing his quad, which obviously puts you in a tough position to be able to run up and down on an NBA court. So we'll see. I think, like we said, they are locked into the ninth seed. They know who their opponent's going to be. Their opponents are really banged up, even more so than the Bulls at this point. And so to me, it's like, why push it? Like, if you can get him back for that last game, get him a little bit more conditioning. But even then, it's like, I'm not worried about Io's conditioning. You know, like he'll be okay if he has a week off. Get him healthy and let him, like, actually play at 100% for the games that matter here, because these last two games just don't matter.
Makes sense to me.
In no way do they matter.
No, in zero way.
In zero way
do they matter with anything the Bulls got going on. Please, 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 Billy, please, man. Don't do this. Don't do this. You don't have to do this. They don't need to play. Allow them to rest. Allow them to chill. Let's see cool clothes they'll be wearing on the sideline. Let me see Torrey Craig playing with his kid.
Let me see 40 minutes from Javon Carter tomorrow.
He deserves it. I mean, I
saw somebody in the comments earlier saying, hey, like, give Javon Carter his flowers. He played some of the defense that we were hoping we'd see from him in the season.
Against the Pistons.
He did have three steals.
He did.
Against the Pistons.
Against the Pistons.
Of Detroit. but also he had the Bulls' latest example of heartbreak, fast break.
Yes.
Fast break failure. Heartbreak hotel. It wasn't as bad as Torrey Craig on Tuesday.
Right.
But the Bulls have a 4-on-2, really like a 4-on-1 situation. Right. And Javon's like, hold up, let me cook with a pull-up 3. Bricks it off the back of the iron. Billy Donovan immediately is like, yo, timeout. What?
Immediately he called the timeout.
I'm gonna come to Javon's defense here on this
Go
one.
Go for it.
Come
because
on.
Transition pull-up threes. That's what he does.
Javon's job is to do transition pull-up threes.
Mm-hmm.
When he sees his defender's feet are behind the free throw line, when he's pulling up, he's got to let it fly. And obviously, if there's a layup opportunity, you probably would prefer that. And if he would have made that, it's like a, you know, results oriented question. But to me, like, the process there is fine. If you want Javon Carter to come in and take transition threes, you got to be willing to let him take transition threes, even if he's going to miss some. And in a game where they're up 25 points and they're just doesn't matter, like, I'm not going to kill him for that one.
Then it says something a lot about Billy, too, then. Because immediately that's why that timeout came. It was when he saw that happen. He was like, no.
But it's the same thing with the double dunk. Like, if that would have gone in, do you think that – what do you think? How do you think Billy responds to it? Because he called the timeout immediately before he even saw Drummond come down on his ankle. Like, he just – I mean, did he call that because they missed the play or because that was the wrong thing to do? And I think he – said it was the wrong thing to do, but I wonder if it had gone in, would he still feel that way?
He probably would. I would hope he would, because the damn shit was the wrong thing to do. We probably, I mean, we probably would just laugh at it, you know what I mean, and move on, because he scored, of course. Same with Javon. If he hit that, we would be laughing at it and be like, dude, he took that shot. That's crazy. You laugh. But now when you laugh at it now, it's more like, oh, my God, you know what I mean? When it does go in, because that's how the season has been. They haven't gotten that kind of luck. To where somebody can come behind you and try to dunk, and both of you all dunk it, or you pull up for a three with three other players running down the floor and it's splash. We ain't had that. You know what I'm saying? It hasn't been us this season.
I mean,
the Bulls
just passed their franchise record in 3-pointers made, and they're still like 27th in the league in threes.
Yes, yes.
So what does that
with
tell you?
With their 907th or 8th make, I think, tonight I saw the PR Bulls stat that they put out.
Yeah.
Whereas the Celtics, who the Bulls would face, may they make their way out of the play-in, have like above 1,300 made threes
this season.
They
do. They're coming out shooting. Boy.
But hey, yay, franchise record.
They're coming out shooting, baby. But congratulations to Kobe, for sure. That's a big deal.
Sure. Rig Ski Man in the comments saying, we have to see if our bench shooters can actually shoot. Play him, Billy. If you're talking about the games against the Wizards and the Knicks, great. Okay, yes. If you're talking about in general or retroactively should have shooters off the bench, plural, who would you be referring to? Don't make me have the depth conversation again.
Oh, God, please depth? Don't do that again. Don't make him do it again, dog.
Shooters? You know who was the best shooter off the Bulls bench tonight? Because it was Dalen Terry, who went 2 of 4. Who we also have seen throw three-point attempts off the sides of backboards and top of backboards and airball countless threes. Credit to Dalen.
That's the pass.
He's still working on it. It's a work in progress. What wealth of three-point shooters off the Bulls bench are you referring to?
Funk.
The last two games when Javon has actually gotten some tick because of how shorthanded the Bulls are and has said, to hell with the yips, to hell with team. If I got a shot, I'm taking it. I think between this game and the game on Tuesday, Javon went, 2 of 12 from three?
Let
2 of 11,
play
maybe?
40 minutes, please. Let him play.
Gotta let those bench shooters shoot. We don't have any. Get us some freaking shooters, AK, for the love of God.
Let Javon play. I want the 40 minutes from Javon in these last two games. I really do. I just want to see him go out there and cook with nothing on the line. You know, nothing on his shoulders. Doesn't have to do it because we need it. Doesn't have to do it because he needs it. Just has to go out there and be him. Just play free. There's nothing on it. Just play free and let him. And don't have the hook, you know what I'm saying, hanging over him. Like, oh, you messed that up. You're getting pulled out. Let him play.
Yeah.
Let him play, bro. Just let that dude play and let him just have that. Let him have it.
I mean, nobody over the age of 23 should be playing as far as I'm concerned.
That's some real talk right there, man.
Unless we steal Taj away from the Pistons. Can we do that?
10-day Taj.
Is there a way to do that in the CBA?
10-day Taj.
Let's take our second break. We'll come back, wrap up with a few more thoughts. And, of course, we have to have a Goon of the Night.
Goddamn right.
That is technically a W.
You damn right it is.
It felt like 10 L's.
Mm-mm, not for me.
If you didn't hit the like button the first time around, hit the like button this time. We appreciate it. Please and thank you. Mm-hmm. Troll Joe wants it. He needs it. Makes him happy.
He needs it.
Big Dave, who do we have next?
Joey, what time is it?
Game time.
You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets at Gannett's big event. Game time is the fast. Game time is the easiest way to buy tickets for all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With
killer.
Last minute deals. Oh. It's been a lot of yelling. I'm just chilling on people tonight. All in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It's not the place. No. It is the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals on sponsored deals on tickets for football, hockey, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and much, much more. And with Zone Deals, you pick the section. Game Time does the selecting for average savings of slow, quiet. 18%. And with the Game Time guarantee, you will always get the best price possible. So take that guesswork out of buying those tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use that code CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms pie.
That's CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
Download Game Time today. Last minute ticket store is price guaranteed because where the go got lead. What time is it?
Game Time hoot.
Bedtime who?
It's 9 o'clock.
Bulls death who?
He's ready.
Cancun who?
Grandpa Peck is ready. Gordon of Fred.
I'm not even tired and ready for bed. I'm tired and ready for the You're Bulls to stop pissing me off.
Ooh,
Jesus.
That's a lot to ask.
Hey.
But hopefully it happens. It can happen.
It can.
It can. I believe.
In case you can't tell, I've been a little bit stressed out the last few weeks.
Really? What?
The Bulls can get me down.
What?
The Bulls can get me down.
Really?
Whether it's your team stressing you out, whether it's the Bulls or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You need to chill.
I need to chill. We all need to chill.
Coming from the GOAT.
Because things can feel chaotic sometimes, and nothing helps me. Just take a breath and have a chill moment.
Uh-huh.
Then reach in for an icy cold Coors Light.
Ooh.
That's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long.
All year.
Winter. Fake spring that's not really a season in Chicago. Right on into summertime. Oh, ready for it. When the mountains turn blue, mm-hmm. you know it's as cold as the Rockies, whether it's the Coors Light bottles, their cans, or these awesome cups that they sent us.
Pretty awesome.
Blue Mountains, cold beer, it's as cold as the Rockies. It's cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. When it's time to chill, open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
Crisp and refreshing. As someone who wasn't playing for Billy Donovan tonight, getting some rest in the fourth quarter of a 25-point lead. When it's time to chill, Coors Light's the beer I reach for. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. That's CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Colorado!
Shout out to Gino Moore in the comments. Piggybacking off of the shooting depth and previous conversation, saying, well, if we were actually healthy, we would actually have a very deep team. Just think about that for a second. Y'all forget, we've been missing Zach, Lonzo, obviously, P-Dub, Io. Okay, Gino, let me pose you this question. When last season, when the Bulls were one of the healthiest, if not the very healthiest NBA rosters in the league, when you're talking games played versus games missed of your key rotation guys, including, okay, yes, not Lonzo, but we all already knew that going in. Healthy Zach, Pat, Vooch playing mad games. Caruso playing a career high number of games.
82.
Basically the same roster last season as this season. No offense to Javon and Torrey Craig.
Mm-hmm.
What was the result there? With that same squad and a very healthy version of that same squad? Because was it the Bulls in the 9-10 play-in tournament game? Because I'm pretty freaking sure that that's what it was. Don't talk to me about health versus lack of health when it comes to the depth of this roster. Don't talk to me about injuries. Don't talk to me about woulda, coulda, shoulda, if only. We've seen what the healthy version of this roster can do. Because we watched it happen a year ago. Which is why I am caught in the most maddening of mouse wheels. And I hate it Don't talk to me about if only they were healthy. Because you know what? We're going to have to listen to the VP of basketball ops of this team give us that spiel in his end of season press conference. And I am here for none of that shit.
Ooh. Oh, the TV this time. The TV this time.
In your Stop face. It.
Two of them. That was a double one, Joe. That was three total. Three total. Three total right there.
His shoes are as cold as the Rockies.
The GOAT, ladies and gentlemen. The GOAT. Oh, well done. I enjoyed that very much.
Paul saying Kobe and Ayo big steps this year, though. So you're saying, oh, you combine this year's versions of Kobe and Ayo with the versions of healthy Zach and healthy. Oh, did those things coexist? Spanning these two different timelines and two different seasons? Stop!
You don't get the growth of Kobe and Ayo if Zach and whoever are taking his minutes.
Listen to this man! Feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
You don't need them. But he's all.
I just put the hats back in the bucket. I had to like snack my hand back because I thought he was going to bite me or something.
It was like reaching to the lion's den. He was like, I don't want to get bit right here, man. But no, he's right. If Zach's out there, that growth does not happen, you know, for those guys. It was because he was not there that those guys were allowed to get the time to get into the game and play. Because remember, well, that was the discussion coming into the season. Like, how are the minutes going to go for some of these guys? Like, Ayo was one of the big ones. We were like, what's his minutes going to be like? Because we immediately thought Javon Carter would be the one backing up the point guard position. Or, you know, when we were having that debate of, you know, Kobe or Javon starting.
I thought it was a start.
Yeah, I know. I thought Kobe was. But still, we still thought he would be playing more minutes than Ayo would be. And without Zach in there, it allowed Ayo to show, no, man, I've grown. I've gotten better this season. This is what it is, you guys. This is a really good deal you signed, getting me back here. Look at my growth right here. That would not have occurred if Zach LaVine was still out there doing that. Why? Because Billy has shown you who he has favor for. You know, he's going to trust his stars. They're going to play the 30-plus minutes. And you paid him all that money to play him those 30-plus minutes a game. He's going to get out there, and he's going to get that. He's not going to immediately say, I'm going to cut 10 minutes off of what you do and give him the Ayo Dosunmu so I can see if he has grown into that. No, Ayo was afforded that because Zach wasn't out there. And it worked out great. Ayo has shown, like, no, dude, you don't do anything without me on the floor. I've got to be here. Kobe has shown I can be one of the most improved players in the NBA. You've given me this time to show these things out here. But these guys are right. It does not come without the openness, without Zach not being there. That gave them the leeway to get this
time.
Those
planes of reality do not intersect or overlap in any way.
Correct.
In case you missed our pregame show, we were taking a fond jog down memory lane to the Bulls' October loss to these Pistons.
Jog down memory lane.
Zach LaVine, big 51-point game in a Bulls loss. Mm-hmm. His fellow starters, Kobe White and Patrick Williams, young guys making steps, combined for 0 points that night. But yeah, just like run it back again next season and have all healthy versions of all these players, and it'll be great. We promise. Don't give AK that BS theory.
Yeah.
Because he will use it. Don't give him ideas.
He will use that. He's right. He'll use that. But yeah. But I'm happy. I mean, I guess that's the silver lining you see in something like this is the growth of your young guys. You Kramer fell kind of ass backwards into a starting backcourt in Ayo Dosunmu and Kobe White and learned like, oh my God, these dudes are NBA players and should be starting for us going forward into the future, man. So it made a decision to trade Zach easier for the Bulls. Obviously, Zach made it easy by saying, hey, trade me. You know what I'm saying? But it made it simpler for them to be like, okay, fine. You know, yeah. By watching him actually do grow and do that.
They would have been fine trading him regardless of what Zach wanted.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it made it even more like it's easier to let go. You know, let's say you had a terrible girlfriend you couldn't wait to get rid of. It's even more easy to let her go when you have a more awesome one already there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, you're ready. Bags are packed and ready to go. But when you got a more awesome one there, the Uber's waiting. You know what I'm saying?
I do just want to say, like, I've said this a couple times, but I think it's worth reiterating after a game like tonight where DeRozan scores 39 points.
Mm-hmm.
That as much as Kobe has improved, as much as Ayo has improved,
mm-hmm.
DeRozan is still the reason why this thing works. It's the reason why
Sure.
It continues to chug along, and it is the reason why he is going to get paid this summer by the Chicago Bulls. Okay, his usage tonight was 32. Over the last 32%. Last game, 33%. Game before that, 36%. Game before that, 23.3. But then 34, 36, 36. Okay? That's like Luka numbers. That's leading the league type of usage.
That's ridiculous.
Like, this whole conversation about playing with more pace and space, playing with more motion and movement, handoffs, mm-hmm. you know, it's all out the door because it's how do we win? It's exactly what they didn't want to do. Over-rely on DeMar to drag them to mediocrity. Correct. And that is what is happening.
Yeah.
DeRozan is carrying the Bulls to where they are. Mm-hmm. That's great. He's been phenomenal. I'm not trying to take away from him and his individual talent and what he's accomplished. He should win Clutch Player of the Year. He deserves it. He's been outstanding, sensational, all of it.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about team building in the future, like, this does not happen without DeMar. And it really goes downhill without him. I think he is so important to keeping this thing average, if that's what we're calling it. Mm-hmm. And without him, I think it completely falls apart. And I think that's why the Bulls are probably going to feel desperation to keep him and to overpay in doing so. And when they do that, they lock themselves into the same team with the same lack of flexibility that can allow them to build a good team around DeMar because they have so much money invested in all the wrong places. And it's going to force them to attach a pick to trade off of Zach. And I'm just really dreading all of that because I think it just sets you up to be mediocre for as long as you lock yourself into this.
And this is a question, honestly, I don't even want you to answer now, because we're going to have a long offseason to talk about
it. We got a long time to get angry about this.
Right. That's going to be one of the questions I'm asking myself is, when do you start pulling back some of this stuff from DeMar? If you sign him, 2-3 years, whatever.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But when do you start pulling some of this stuff back and handing a little bit more over to whoever you feel should be carrying this team now? Whether it's a Kobe, whether it's an IO, whoever it is, when do you start doing that is going to be my question. Like I said,
my response to that is that we had that very same conversation this time a year ago, and we didn't get there.
And the year before that.
So it's going to be this. When did it start?
They're going to say all the right things, and I think in moments they will do that. But when it comes down to do we either make the play-in or do we not, they are going to revert back to give the ball to DeMar. That's just how it's going to be. You've had moments where Kobe was the leading scorer. You've had moments where Io scored 25, whatever it is. That's going to happen, and DeMar has been willing to take a step back. But at the end of the day, the team is not good enough to get to the play-in without DeMar.
Correct.
And so when they are trying to get there, which is what they're trying to do, and why they're trying to keep DeMar, they're going to give it to DeMar, and it's going to keep this cycle alive.
Got you.
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely. You damn bastard. Indefinitely. He's out 4-6.
He's literally got Luka usage.
4-6. But after those 4-6, though, we're going to start ramping up, Dave. We're going to start ramping up. Ramping right back up to competitiveness.
Then back to indefinitely.
Then indefinitely. Then indefinitely. Then indefinitely continuity. Something you'd see in the comments, say what's next season's C word?
That's a good question. What's the C word?
What's the synonym for, you know, ritualistic suicide that starts with C? Because that's about where I'm at.
Compactor.
Compactor, comma, trash.
Exactly.
Throw me in a trash compactor before making me watch more of this version of the Bulls.
But what if they make the playoffs?
Daryl said I could use the Baylor before I leave. Can I use the Baylor?
Oh, man. Constipated, yeah. We used that one earlier. We talked about it. I was like, they went from continuity to consistent continuity to constipated. Yeah, I said that one earlier, but it's true. That's what it is. And that's what Will's just saying. Like, being stuck in the same place, you know, continuity. I mean, not continuity, indefinitely. Being stuck in that same place, that's constipation. You know what I mean? Like, that's what that is. Get some fiber in your diet, which is three-point shooting. Get some fiber in your freaking diet.
Shout out to John Mayer in the comments who said, Will feeding this narrative that we have to attach a pig to get off sex contract is giving me heart pain.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
it's the John. You got to be from Philly, John.
You guys, they tried to trade Zach last summer. They couldn't do it. Nobody wanted his contract. Everybody's afraid of the new CBA. And didn't think he was a winner. And you can agree or disagree with that. I disagree with it, but that's what the perception is. Mm. Okay? So they tried to trade him last summer. It didn't work out. They couldn't get what they wanted. Mm. Then the season started off horribly, and they said, well, let's try to trade him again. Mm. And there was a report where he said he was open to being traded because both sides were being open to being traded. And they couldn't do it then because he was making too much money with too many more years left on his contract. Mm. The team was not playing well with him. They started playing better without him. And that fed this narrative that he was not a winning player, that he was not impacting winning. Okay. And then he had the tag of being injury prone. And everybody was saying, well, he got a scope 2 years ago and he had the ACL. But for the most part, he's been healthy. He played 77 games last year. He played over 2,000 minutes. He's fine. Well, then he has another surgery after missing 2 months with a foot injury. Mm-hmm. So now you've got this, these like things that have coalesced where there's like reason to believe he's not a winning player because the team's winning without him. Mm. There's reason to believe that he is injury prone because he just had a season ending surgery and played 25 games this year. There's reason to believe that that contract's going to look worse and worse because of the injury prone nature of, you know, his, you know, whatever. And because of the fact that he's making $190 million over 4 years. Like that's just a hard thing to accept when you've got this new CBA coming at you where you can't go past $172 million or basically you lose a draft pick in 7 years and you can't make trades. So yeah, teams are scared to do that. I don't see why teams who don't have cap space are going to be clearing the books to bring him in if that's what they think about him. And I don't necessarily see a lot of these other teams who have a lot of cap space being so willing to use that on a guy like Zach LaVine, who the league has told you they don't believe in. Mm. So again, what I think about Zach, what you guys think about Zach, none of that matters. The league is telling you what they think about Zach. It's the same thing that happened with Justin Fields. So that's what it is. Zach's going to have to come back, and he's going to have to outplay this whole narrative, this whole agenda, and he's going to have to prove that he is a winning player and that his contract is worth it. And more importantly, teams are going to have to feel comfortable with paying him $40 million, $45 million, $50 million over the next 3 years of his contract to go out and trade for him. And then you're going to have to find a team that not only is willing to take him on, but is willing to give you something to take him on. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of situations, I just don't think that's going to be possible given everything else that I've said. So, yeah, I think it's possible the Bulls are going to have to attach a pick in order to dump Zach if that's what they want to do.
Mm, there it is. Laid out for you. Well, as Matt stares off, how about we give away a belt, Jeff?
I'm getting some. Yeah. You got the man! You got to beat the man! Now!
Fire Today, presenting Goon of the Night, brought to you by Empire Today, because all they do is floors, 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 no matter what. 588-2300. Joe!
Empire
Today.
With the gun, too? That as well? Well done, sir.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah, man. I mean, hitting it hard. I like that. We'll go, gotta leave. I'll start with you, sir.
I'm going a little unorthodox with this one.
Oh, let's do it.
But this game was silly, and I don't put a lot of meaning in it, as I've already said today.
Yes, you've said this.
I'm going with Monty Williams,
okay,
the coach of the Detroit Pistons,
how so?
Who has had to put up with watching that team for 80 games this year. That is tough. That is tough to deal with. Also, against a team who has beaten the Bulls twice. Out of four times. So good on the Bulls for tying the season series. And good on Monty Williams for sticking it out through that basketball.
Yeah, so being the second highest paid coach in the league.
I'm guessing the paycheck helps.
Right.
The paycheck definitely helps.
Oh, man.
making $7 million, $10 million a year in order to watch it.
Something ridiculous.
Something like that.
Joey Spathis.
I don't fucking know, honestly.
There you go.
I was in Jake's office for a large part of the first half talking about NFL draft stuff. Mm-hmm. But
fun.
So part of me wants to give it to one of the Javantes for some of the high-flying acrobatics. But you know what? I'm actually going to give mine to DeMar tonight.
Mm-hmm.
39 points on 22 field goal attempts. He drained 4 threes on only 6 attempts. And, yeah, it was a great DeMar game. Feel like if it was coming maybe in a different time of the season, might be even a little more exciting, a little more noteworthy. But I think quietly, awesome DeMar game.
That's a very good point. And now we come to the highlight of the night. Matt Peck! Who is your
highlight of the night?
Of the night.
If you're building that up for the highlight of the night.
Because whatever's about to happen, it's going to be entertaining as hell for me. Let's do it.
I thought for a second that I wanted to give my goon love to Daylen.
Okay.
But then he immediately ruined the good thing with a bad thing. Because Daylen had himself a fun game off the bench tonight.
He did.
Flying around, making plays.
He did.
To throw down that dunk and then yap to the point of earning a tech.
When you were up like 25.
In the final 90 seconds of a game, when you're up 20 plus against the worst team in the league. Daylen, we know you love to get jazzed up out there. We know you love to throw that goon energy around. And at times, it is needed and appreciated.
Got that right.
When you're playing mop-up minutes against the worst team in the league and you're up 20, that is not the time. So, no, I'm sorry. Daylen does not get my goon love tonight.
Okie doke.
Did not earn that shit-talking in that moment at all. Read the room, Daylen. Realize where you are. There is no shit-talking. That's like dead Denzel shit-talking at the end of a meaningless game. Right. Don't be Denzel, Daylen. We like you too much.
Never go full Denzel.
We still believe in you to a certain degree. Don't turn into Denzel.
Never go full Denzel.
Also wanted to give some goon shout-out love to our friend Cody, who, just because he felt like it, hung out at the office with us tonight and watched his Bulls game.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't have a Cubs game tonight. Cubs were off. You know, she just was like, hey, I'm going to sit here and watch this Bulls game with y'all. Chat a hoop, chat a baseball.
Yeah.
Delight to be around always.
Always.
Always. And, you know, obviously some gambling talk. Always gets thrown in there with our guy Cody.
This is true.
But no. No.
No.
No, there is no winning goon of the night tonight from anyone related to this organization. Opposite. I'm mad at all of you. But I'm mostly mad at the person who kept this team together for a third straight season. Congratulations. Congratulations. I'm sure you are so happy to know that me, a Bulls fan who's on Twitter all day, every day, saw an unprompted, unwanted advertisement in my feed tonight to buy tickets to the Bulls' home play-in tournament game.
He's mad at...
Do not call that an accomplishment. Do not try to call that anything other than failure disguised as an accomplishment.
He's mad at advertisements.
It was from the Bulls' team page.
I know. Keep cooking, Matt. Keep cooking.
Do not try to call this anything other than a failure. I don't even care if you find your way out of this play-in tournament just to go and get your asses embarrassed and swept by the Celtics. You can't even call that a success. Stop it. Stop it. It's been 3 years. We've had enough. No goon love. No window love. Go sell it. Go sell the weed. I'm sick of this shit.
Sell the weed?
It's a half-baked
half-baked, man. Half-baked reference. I told you he was going to cook, didn't I? Didn't I? I know my guy, Matt. He don't disappoint. It's not what he do, baby. Well, thank you, Matt. Goon of the night is going to go to Javon Carter. Gets goon of the night. Yes, he does.
Simply, for sure you're going to give that to Matt.
No, simply because Matt doesn't take praise well.
No.
Simply because.
It's not about me.
Doesn't mean he doesn't deserve it.
No, very true. But when I get mad, I don't do it
for the phrase. I do it for my fellow fans. It's not about the awards.
And the fans want to give you an award sometimes, man. It happens. People like it. It's all. But it's Javon Carter. 4-on-2. Pull up 3. Was the best highlight. And then Billy immediately called a timeout with some awesome goon shit. I almost gave it to Billy for just leaving the starters in till like 2 minutes to go. Almost gave it to him for that. But I'm going to go with Javon Carter on this one, man, because he's still being who he is. I'm pulling up for the 3. I hope he plays 30 minutes the next game. I really do. Hope he gets some tick. But for tonight, Javon Carter, sir, for that play, you are goon of the night.
Say what you want about the season that Javon Carter's had here in Chicago in 2024. Mm-hmm. His fourth goon of the night.
Fourth
goon of the night, tied for the lead with Andre Drummond.
Ooh, that's saying a lot. Tied up.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can really believe that.
He's done some stuff, man.
He's going into his next contract negotiation.
Four belts, guys.
I did win goon of the night four times.
One assist, four goons in the night. Four goons of the night.
They huddle up on the goons of the night part. Wait, what? Come on, guys.
He's got the same number of goon of the night victories as made three-pointers this season.
Oh, my gosh, man. Yes. Two more games, Matt. Well, actually, 3. But 2 more regular season games.
Sweet baby Jesus.
So, yeah, you're almost home. So, you're almost home.
Are you hanging in there, Will? You doing okay? I know he's fine.
Never better.
Never better? Never better. Great. Hope you all out there at Bulls Nation are hanging in better than I am.
Oh, yeah.
We always have each other. We are out of time for tonight, but we get to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah,
another
yeah.
6 p.m. Central Time tip-off, Bulls in D.C.
Yeah.
To play those enticing, scary Wizards one final time.
We're going to need y'all tomorrow more than ever in the chat. Oh, man.
Let's do something fun tomorrow. The game doesn't matter. We're probably not going to.
You mean like boogie boarding? Can I not watch this Uno? Trash-ass team tomorrow?
Play Uno or something? I don't know.
With the post-game show, you know, we don't like. Yeah. Just think of something fun.
It's a fun Friday anyway.
It's a fun Friday.
So, hey.
Let's have some fun.
Uno.
What's up, man?
I just learned a new card game that is a card version of Monopoly the other day.
Monopoly Deal?
Yeah, yes.
I play that all the time.
It's so fun.
It's so much fun.
It's just Monopoly the board game, but in a deck of cards.
Never heard of it.
Awesome.
Really fun. Highly recommend.
All right.
We did get Portillo's, Jeff.
I ate Portillo's tonight, and it still didn't help my shit mood watching this shit team. I mean, it helped for a little bit.
Yes.
Third quarter, I was in a little bit of like a beef grease, fries, low. My breathing got heavier and slower. Kind of zoned out for a second.
And then around about 3 minutes ago in the game, started still.
And then
in.
I looked up and I was like, wait, why are they still in this game? Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Awesome. We'll be back tomorrow, 5:30 Central for pregame before Bulls Wizards. In the meantime, follow Will underscore Golly. Read his stuff, allchgo.com. Big Dave is at Bow, BWL Sports. Our pal and producer, Joey Spathis, is at Joey Spathis. Follow him, Joey1.2. I am Bulls underscore Peck. We are CHO underscore Bulls. Much love and appreciation, Bulls Nation, tonight and always.
Always.
We are so close. So close.
Love
we'll
y'all,
talk
man.
To you tomorrow. See you, Red. Be good.
Peace.